Good morning. Today's shiur was sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas Chanina Bat Yehuda. We're going to continue the sugya of doing business on Chol HaMoed. To briefly recap, we went through this in Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. According to many places, it's Daraisa. Malacha, we hold it's Darabonon, but nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, a person should be choshev, unless it's a Shas Hatzchak, a person should be choshev for the Shitas that it's Daraisa. There are a number of malachos, types of malachos that are mutar on Chol HaMoed. One of the exceptions, the one that we're going to focus on today, is the concept of davar avur. If a person is going to lose money or there's going to be a loss, there's a hetzer to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, although there's malacha is mutar when it's a davar avur, when it's a tircha yaseira, when it involves very significant labor, this hetzer does not apply. Now, when a person is relying on the hetzer of davar avur, it is preferable, the person has to minimize the amount of tircha. In other words, what he has to do, he could do, but if there's a way to minimize the amount of tircha, he should do so. If he can do it, bitzina as well, that's preferable in many cases. And according to some poskim, it should be done ayidei shinui. Halacha, it's not required, but if you have any of these three things, minimizing the tircha, doing a bitzina, or the shinui is certainly a maila. Now, as we spoke out, even if there's a suffix davar avud, if you're not sure whether there'll be a loss if you don't do the malacha, it is still mutter. According to the halacha, says it's mutter when it's shchiach, it's likely that it'll cause a malacha even though it's not a vaday. Others are makel as long as it's plausible, even if it's not likely. You certainly do not need a vaday. Now, one of the big exceptions to this heter is kivin malachta m'mayir, which is if a person... an emergency comes up on Chol HaMoed, he owns some real estate, and the boiler breaks, there's a flood. So that is certainly a davar avud. If it doesn't get taken care of right away, that will be a hefset. So davar avud, it's mutter to do malacha. Any type of malacha, even a ma'isa umman, it all would be mutter. However, if a person is mechavin malachdoi, which means he's very busy, he knows he has to take care of a repair, he figures Chol HaMoed is downtime. It's a slow time, he'll take advantage, he'll do the malacha then. There, in a case where he could have done it before Yontif, but he bedavka scheduled it for Chol HaMoed, that's called mechavin malachdoi. And in that case, not only is it usher, does the hetzer not apply, if a person does the malacha, Chazal made a knas, you cannot be nena from that malacha. So the hetzer of davar avud is only when it's a mikra. When it comes up, it's out of your control. But if you know the work is required beforehand, and you schedule it for Chol HaMoed, that will be usher. Now, if a person knows he has to take care of something, but he forgets about it, and he remembers, comes Chol HaMoed, he remembers, oh, they have got to take care of this. So the Chassam Sefer, in this case, is Machla. He says that if you knew that it had to be done and you forgot, he says that's not considered an oinus, that's called the shogeg or karav lemezid. And the Chassam Sefer is misadid, then in that case, it would be usher, even a davar avud would be usher. Now many argue, the Ritzvah has come out before, she says that the Isser Kivin Malachta is only when it's bemezid, but when it's shachach or when it's atzel, when you just forget about it or he got lazy, okay, I'm not sure what that means, how far to take the misatzel, but certainly by shachach the Ritzvah says that would be considered a davar avur. So if you plan it for Chol HaMoed, you schedule Chol HaMoed, you will not have the heter, but if you were hoping to do it beforehand, but it slipped your mind, you didn't get around to it, they're already most achroinim paskim mahakol that would be mutter. Because Einish actually has quite a chumrah. He says if you have a lot of work to get done, and it's coming close to Yontif, and you know that on your own you're not going to be able to complete it before Chol HaMoed, you'll be forced to work on Chol HaMoed because it can't get pushed off until after Yontif. Because Einish is mechadish, there's actually a chiyuv to hire workers to bring in some temporary help in order to get done before Yontif. If you don't do that, notice you have the ability to get it done beforehand, but it'll cost you a few dollars. Chazanish says that is included in Mechavin Malachdoi, and he says that would be awesome. You have to go ahead and do whatever you can to get it done beforehand. As so, others are chaylik, they bring down from actually a different Ritzvah, perhaps. Not like that, it's a chiddush, but... Yeah. What? it's on Yontiv Chol Moed. There are other exceptions. The Tzarech Yontiv, Tzarech Rabim, there are other exceptions, but anything that's included in the Malacha of an Isser Malacha would only be Mutter if it has one, Tzarech Yontiv by Maisa Hedyei, Tzarech Rabim, or Davar Avot. Excuse me? Okay, each of them have their own categories, but in by Davar Avot, clearly, if you could have done beforehand, you're not going to have this hazard. So what comes out is, if you want to do business, if it's a Davar Avot, if by not doing it, you will have a hefsid. Again, you own real estate, something breaks, it has to be fixed now, otherwise there'll be hefsedim, there'll be penalties. So you're there, if it's not mechaven melachta, you could not have done it earlier, you have a hesed to do it on Yontif. One of the big questions that comes up is how far to take this concept of Davar Avot. A person has a factory. Now, he has workers. He pays his workers every day. They have a certain amount, he's closed certain days of the year, and they have a certain amount of vacation days. What's the halacha if his workers are going? He's going to have to pay them regardless of whether he is open on Chol HaMoed or not. Do we say that no, there's an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed, so he has to be closed? Or perhaps no. Since he's going to pay for these workers anyway, perhaps that itself, the fact that you're paying for workers and not getting any work out of them, they're not producing, you're closed, they're staying home, perhaps that itself qualifies as a Davar Avot. So here we find this extensive discussion among the Achrayinim. The Aruch HaShulchan and the different Akiyo also seems to be the most Mako. They suggest, even in a case where a person is paying rent, the very fact that you're paying rent and you're not using the space, that itself could be a hefsid. You're paying money, you're not getting anything in exchange, so that itself will qualify as a davar avot, and that would be a hetzer to keep a factory open over Chol HaMoed. Now, in a case where a person has a lease for an entire year, it's not mistabra, again, it's not clear in the Achrayna, but it's not mistabra to say, if you have a year lease, and now you're open for a week, it's not mistabra to look at each week separately, or each day separately, and say, since on Chol HaMoed, I'm not working, and I'm paying rent for this day, that's called a davar avot. Because mechatesa take a year lease and break it down by the day. It's mistabra in a case like that, in a normal case where you're leasing something by the year, but yeah, you can have a long-term lease. So if for the entire year, by being your margins, or your profit margin is so slim, that by being closed on Chol HaMoed, now you're losing money, your business is in the red, so then you can hear this svara. Well, ma'isa to davar avot, you ended up losing money over this week, this business is losing money. So perhaps there, these few days will make a difference, or this, there's a hefsid, there you can say it's a davar avot, sorry. In a case, there's a davar avot. Masha Enkein, if your business is doing fine, you're making money. If you'd be open on Chol HaMoed, you'd make more. There, it's not mistabra to call this a davar avot, simply because during these 3 days there are expenses and no profits. It's mistabra, you look at the whole term of the lease, and therefore, in a typical case where business is profitable, it's very hard to be sundach on the tether. Now, lemaisa, that's as far as rent. As far as poilim, the fact that you have to pay workers, there are more poiskim that say the fact that you're paying for them to work and they don't have to work, that's as far to say it's a davar avot. I think over there they're looking at it more, just like if you have a grocery store. The grocery is profitable throughout the year. Let's say he ends up buying too much before Yontif, and now you're stuck with a bunch of produce, which if you don't sell over Chol HaMoed, it'll spoil. So there, selling the produce is certainly a davar avot. If you don't sell these items, they're going to rot, there's going to be a hefsid. Now, it's true your business as a whole might be profitable throughout the year, but we don't necessarily look at the business as a whole. We look at right now, I have 500 pounds of apples that if I don't sell, they're going to rot. So on this purchase, we look at this purchase. This purchase is something independent, and therefore, in this, if they're going to rot, that's a davar avot, and that would be a hetzer to go ahead and sell it. So if you have short-term workers, and you hire them for a task, and if they don't come in today, they're going to have a hefsid, that also would be a davar avot, and that would be a hetzer to keep them going. No, before that. It's true. The case that I just gave is not a good raya because there are going to be other hetayim for prakmatia, but over here we're talking about a straight malacha. Even a real malacha, if it's a davar of it, there's going to be a hefzid, it's mutter. So, like we're saying, by rent, there are those that say that's part of the cheshiv, and it's mustavra when it's going to push the business for the whole term of the lease. Now, there was a story they say over with the Chazon Ish that someone had in Eretz Yisrael had an office. Now, he had workers, and originally the arrangement was they took off on Chol HaMoed, and that was the vacation day. Everyone was happy. The office was closed, and the employer, it went off against their vacation days, so there was no hefzid. Vayi Hayoim, the workers organized together, and they got a little bit more clever, and they decided, listen, why should we take all of our vacation days now? So they went to the boss and said, it's not fair. And what they ended up doing is they negotiated a deal. They negotiated that one Chol HaMoed, they'll take off, it'll be their vacation days. The second Chol HaMoed, they'll take off, it won't be their vacation days, but they'll get paid 60% of their salary. That was the pshara that they made. Now they suggested they were going handling back and forth. So this person, whenever there was a proposal, was going to the Chazon Ish to ask the Shilos, what should I do, what am I required to do, what am I allowed to do? So when the employees found out that this person was being shaylated by the Chazon Ish, they knew the Chazon Ish was very machmir on Hilchos Chol HaMoed. So they decided to play hardball. They knew that whatever came back with, this person wasn't going to open on Chol HaMoed. They came back and said, forget it, the deal's off the table. We want to work on Chol HaMoed, both Chol HaMoed, and we want to get paid in full. And if you want to close, that's your problem. We're not being mavata or anything. It's not any vacation days. We have to get paid in full. We're ready to work. So, person didn't know what to do. So he went back to the Chazon Ish and said, what do I do? What's the halacha? So he said, in this case, where your mamish is a tremendous hefzid, they're now changing the deal on you. And now you're going to end up paying for an extra 8 days where you're not getting any revach for. He said, it's such a hefzid you're not mechuyev to do. And you can tell them, listen, if you want to work, I'm ready to stay open. And they'll get paid. So, sends a message back to them. It was the middle of the union meeting. Tells them, listen, we got a psach from a Chazon Ish. I'm allowed to be open. You can work. No problem. You'll work. And you'll get paid. Now, they got that message. Suddenly, they wanted to take off Chol HaMoed. So, at that point, they decided, Nimnu v'gamru, they backed down. They said, you know what? We'll take off. It'll be our vacation day. And Shalom al Yisrael. Now, right after that happened, the fellow got another urgent message from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish sent him a message that Ein Hachanami al Pi Din, if they're going ahead and they're making you, they don't want to work and they want to get paid in full, that you have that davar avod, you have the right to be open. Nevertheless, today, where Chol HaMoed is, there's such a zilzul in Chol HaMoed, and so many people are dusha like it in, the Mokhim Shein Ish, Ishtadali Yotish, so I hold you should go ahead and you should be closed anyway. Now, it was too late. The deal was already done. But al kolpanim, you see from the Chazon Ish, number one, that he was extremely reluctant to be mekel, especially when it's Befarhesia, when it was an office where people worked there, because of the tremendous zilzul that exists on Chol HaMoed. Mitzad sheni, you see, that b'makom mehefzid meruva, when these workers are coming in and basically and suddenly coming up with a new demand, that although in the past, they didn't work Chol HaMoed, and it was a vacation day. Now they basically want to get paid extra without working. That, according to Chazon Ish, qualified as a davar avud, and that was a heter to remain open. So again, in a case where you have, like the Chazon Ish's case, where they're just adding an extra 4 days and making you pay, or if you have a temporary, a short-term laborer, we're going to end up paying and you'll have a hefzid. There, the fact that they're not working is a davar avod and would be a heter. In a case where you have a long-term lease, or you have an employee who's paid by the year, even though he may get a weekly or monthly paycheck, but you hired him for a year, and overall this year is certainly profitable, it's not a hefzid, there it's probably more like a minyat revach, and there will be much harder to be mako based on this svarah. Correct. So if the poilim are getting paid really just poilim there would be a hefzid. But assuming that they were doing fine, then certainly that would be aser, and there'd be no hazard for them to do that. Now, the fact that they're doing a shloike din doesn't really change the halacha as far as the employer. For him, he has to make a decision: is it a davar avod or not? There's actually an interesting
to let them work.
He's not forcing them to work. If they want to do malacha, they can do malacha. And I don't know if he's mechuyev to pay them off. Is he mechuyev to go ahead and pay them their salary? And because otherwise they're insisting we want to come work. As I advise, I guess the Chazon Ish held they weren't mechuyev to do. There actually is an interesting psak from Yaakov Yosef brings down from his father. Again, I'm just going to quote it over. He had a case where a person worked for a firm employer who said, I'm open cholomoy. He had no heter, it wasn't davar avod, it wasn't tzarcha yontif, there was no heter. But he said, afal pikein, you better come into work, otherwise you're fired. So the Yaakov Yosef says, if the only way to get out of work is to forge a doctor's note, he says, l'chor it's mutter. You're stopping him from doing it for a minister. And therefore, he suggests it would be mutter. Now, even in such a case where it's mutter, I don't think there's a heter to get paid for that day. Because it's one thing to say that you're allowed to do a hishtaglus to get out, to stop someone from being over an iser, but to go ahead and to bill him for it, that in the stomach there's no heter for, you'll have to figure out some way to make sure you don't get paid for that day. But this is a psak from the Alpid Yosef.
So all these, everything that you've spoken about, I'm guessing, assuming that the malacha is a malacha, the right to an Eastern malacha. A person could show up to work and do things and do his work without doing a deraisa or even not a deraisa, even a malacha.
Right. We're talking today. We're talking about a malacha, either deraisa or derabbanan. We mentioned that was a machlokes, but we're talking about a malacha. We'll see when you're dealing with schoiro, prachmatia, lending money, which is a level below it. It's not a true malacha. It's a derabbanan, but it's a lower level. We'll see. There are many more kulas that apply. But right now we're talking about the case of a factory. You're doing real malacha. By davar avod, even real malacha is mutter. No, there's an isser of amir la'akam by a goy, and whatever a person cannot do, you cannot have a goy do either. And it's meduyik, even when it's not a true malacha, even if it's a malacha of tercha, the bir halacha brings down even buying and selling, which as we'll see soon, is not a true malacha. Nevertheless, even doing that ayde akam is going to be asr on a chalamayt.
Shiva is in the level
of the raisa. Rilk shiva is going to be a malacha. Well, let's put that as a type of malacha. We'll go back to it after we talk about Sfara. Now, as we mentioned last week, a poyo, for the workers, if they do not have what to eat, they need the money for yontif, they're allowed to do malacha. Not only are they allowed to do malacha, a person is allowed to hire them to do a job, even though for him there's no need, even though for him it's not a davar avod. Nevertheless, if he's doing it in order to give parnasa to the poyo, that would be a heter. Correct. But that case, it should be done b'tzina, because not everyone knows that this poyel is ein loy ma'alecho. Therefore, the bi'ar lacha brings down that the malacha should be done b'tzina. Ein loy ma'alecho pashas means he needs it for now. Now, if he's, like we mentioned last week, if he has chayvus and it's accruing interest or penalties, that may be a davar avod, simply because if he doesn't make the money today, he'll have to pay more after yontif. But putting that aside, elei malacha means he needs it for yontif. There's a discussion whether it means it's actually food, that if he doesn't have this, he's literally starving, or does it mean all the tzarche yontif, all the other hotzais, that is a shayla in the poskim.
What if he has any ability to borrow?
Pashas would still qualify. Because if right now he's elei malacha, his pashas does not have to borrow to avoid being in this parsha.
How if he's always living there?
I don't know. It's very mistaken that if he has the food, what happened? You have to realize the case is if Erev Yontif he goes and he buys food for Yontif and he puts it on his credit card. Well, Maisa comes Yontif, comes Chol HaMoed, he has plenty to eat. Now he has plenty of bills to pay after Yontif, and he'll deal with that the way he always does. The case over here is you didn't go ahead Erev Yontif. You're now a Chol HaMoed, and you have to go buy food, and you're earning, you're going to work in order to have the money to buy the food for Yontif. So it's a very limited case where you're doing the malacha today, you're going to get paid today, and you need this money either for your literally your food or your Yontif expenses. It's, you know, in a case where you're not going to get, where you're starting the job, you're not getting paid right now, where if you already stocked up, then this won't be in a get.
No,
so that was his question. I don't think there's a fear. I don't think so.
That's what I'm talking about.
If he doesn't have, but what's he going to do? If he gets this job, he's going to take this money and pay cash? Or even if he works, he's still going to use his credit card. If he's going to use his credit card either way, then I don't think that's a svar.
Is there a difference if the guy's
doing
the law before, like it's like a basis, so he needs the work to do it is for Tzarek Yontif?
Certainly. There is a difference when it's with Tzarek Yontif. Now again, Tzarek HaMoed usually is a hesed to do a bechinam, not necessarily to do a peskar, but again, in many cases, it will be much more common. Now this is all, this whole entire discussion was when you're doing a true malacha. What if you're dealing with Mekach U'Memkar? You have a store, you're buying, you're selling things. Or you're running a hedge fund, you're trading stuff. What malacha is there when you're buying or selling things on Chol HaMoed? Now in truth, even on Shabbos, if you want to buy and sell something, it's not a malacha d'oraisa, it's not one of the Lamed Tes malachas. The Isser Mekach U'Memkar is always Asur Gzeiro Mishema Yichtoiv. So Chol HaMoed as well. There's an Isser of Schoir of Frakmatia on Chol HaMoed. And the reason here, there are a number of reasons given in the Rishonim. Either it's because you may write, or perhaps the other svar is that the Rosh brings down because of the Tircha. The way the Aruch HaShulchan explains it, the idea of Chol HaMoed is for Klal Yisrael to be Sameach and to be Oisik v'Torah. If there's a Heter of Frakmatia, we know good and well what all the men are doing on Chol HaMoed. They're running away, running back to the office and getting away from the house. So because the whole point of Chol HaMoed is to be Sameach and to be Oisik v'Torah, therefore Chazal saw fit to Aser Frakmatia, to Aser Schoira, in order to prevent people getting distracted from the Choyvat HaYoyim. Now, although it is also, there's an Isser of Schoira, here already we find there are a number of clues that apply to Mekach U'Memkar that do not apply to other malach. And the first thing is like this. Let's use the easiest case is, if you have Schoira, you have produce that is going to spoil. If you don't sell it on Chol HaMoed, it's going to rot. So that's a davar avur. So that even a true malacha is moser, certainly a case like this. Now, even if it doesn't spoil, if right now this is the time to sell, this is the season. If you wait until after Chol HaMoed, the price is going to drop. So here too, it's not going to rot, but nevertheless, you're going to sell it at a loss. That is also considered a davar avur, and that would be a heter to sell it today. So if you're trading your hedge fund, and you have reason to believe that this stock is going to drop in price after Yontif. So there, because there will be a hefted, if you hold on to it, that would be considered a davar avod, and that would be mutter to sell. Oh, excellent. Now, his question is like this. His question is, you're a very successful hedge fund. You bought it at $1 a share. It's selling at 5. You're worried now it'll drop to 4. So this appears... What?
Is worried considered
Davar Avod? Well, Davar Avod, we saw even a Suffolk Davar Avod is a heter. It does not have to be a Vada. So if you have reason to believe, listen, you're right on the upside. If you have reason to believe it'll drop, so that is a Suffolk Davar Avod, and that itself would be Musa. So over here, Pashas Davar Avod, the way the Shulchan Aruch passes, Davar Avod is defined as losing the Keren. We look at your cost basis, and if you bought in at $1 and now it's at 5, the fact that if you sell now, you'll lock in greater profits. If you sell afterwards, your profits will be somewhat diminished. That is minyas harevach. That does not qualify as a davar avod.
Even if you're doing it in your method
for
other people,
yeah, so
people expect you to go ahead and maximize the profit.
That's true, but the other people, the same way... Okay, then in some cases it will be a davar avod, simply because if you do a lousy job, they may pull out. But if that being said, even when you're closed on Chol HaMoed, you're still doing well and people will invest, then they'll be fine. If you're going to lose business because of it, if word gets out, you're closed on Chol HaMoed, now no one will invest with you because now there's a week straight that they're at the mercy of the markets. You know, in 2008, over Sukkot, that it's just people will get nervous. That itself would be a reason to be a Davar Avod. But if it's not, if it won't jeopardize your business, the fact that your earnings will be less, your profit share will, your performance, fee will be less. That's not as many as a Rebbe. That's not Davar Avod. What? Okay, we'll get there. No, it is machlokes in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yossi seems to hold like you. The Rivash brings down. The Rivash is mitzaded that really your argument. We look at hefsted with what it's worth today is the hefsted. The other argument is we don't look at paper gains. What it's worth in theory, that's a revah. In other words, if you bought it at a dollar and you sold it at five, we look at it as you made $4. Now it's true. The day before, you bought it $1 20 years ago. Now it's worth five. We look at that sale, that $4 as a profit that you're making right now. In theory, you can argue you already made that money because it went up and it went up last year. But nevertheless, because we look to the definition of revach and hefted, for Dover Ovid is I'm actually out of pocket. And if I'm not out of pocket, the fact that had I sold it today, I'll lock in a $4 gain. And if I wait till afterwards, I'm only going to get a $3 gain. That is diminished profits. But like I said, it is Malchukis and Yerushalmi, the Rivash seems to paskin and rolls everything into the Karen, but in Shulchan Aruch we define Davar Avod as the actual out of pocket expense. Okay, but mark to market might be your accounting thing or how your margin requirement. What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how are profits in the account if you own a barrel of oil? Okay, it's a credit, but that's a margin requirement. That's for collateral.
100%
liquid,
you can withdraw
90% against your value. Fine, that means you can borrow 90%. You're basically borrowing against an asset. That's collateral. But the bottom line is, if you own the physical oil, then it's not money that you have in your pocket. Okay.
Do
you want to know if you have an investor that bought in at that higher price and he will lose? No, that's very mistabra. Forget that paper value. If someone buys in on Erev Yontif and he bought in at $5, so essentially he bought the asset for $5, if now it's going to drop to $4 and get sold, for that investor, I agree with you, but then it will be a double profit because he's losing money. Come the day after Yontif, his $1 million investment is only worth $900,000. That's a half set out of profit. No, he can't. He can't. So you'll have a case where it's true. He's raising a very good point that if you're running a hedge fund, as long as some investors came in at the peak just before Yontif, then by definition, the fact that it will drop in value for them will be a davar avod. And it's mistabed if it wants its motor to sell it for them. And you cannot be mechalik, you can't sell one person's position and not the other person's position if you're running a hedge fund in Enchanami. That would probably be a heter. So Enchanami, if you're running a hedge fund, make sure to bring in a lot of fresh money just before you have to. No, so that you find by Skyra, if a person owns 10 different kinds of Skyra, if these apples are rotting, I'm allowed to sell these apples because this is a hefted. The fact that I happen to have a tremendous capital revach on the bananas, we don't look at the business overall, we look at each mechach memkar, each thing that I have, separately. Now, your next question is going to be, what happens if you bought in if you bought the same position at different prices? Can you go ahead and start specifying? What? Your tax loss. Okay, I hear.
What about if you pay Michael or something? Can you choose that to buy?
Okay, let's try to keep away from those type of shaylas. So again, so going back by Skoy Benefichu Memkar, if there's a hefsid, that's a davar avod, that's certainly mutter. Meniyat HaRevach is going to be author. However, we find two heterim by Mnias HaRevach. And this is, these heterim apply because we're not dealing with a true malacha, we're dealing with Mechach Lumemka. The first is that if a person is tight on money, he is able to afford Yontif. It's not a post Ein Lei Malacha. But if he made a few extra dollars, then he'd have more to spend, more berevach. He'd buy better meat, he'd buy more food or better food.
So,
what? For Yontif. For Yontif or for Chol HaMoed, either one. But so if he's tight, he cannot afford to buy this better food or more food for Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, and if he does the deal, if he makes the profit, he will be able to use it, then he's allowed to do Mechach Lumemkar and if there's a revach. So this heter is fairly limited. Someone who has plenty of savings, but he just decides on his own, he doesn't want, Yom Tov is not a priority, he's okay, he doesn't need the best wine, can't say, but if I do this deal, if you do this deal, I'll buy myself a $100 bottle of wine. That's not going to work. The case is where he, Pasha, can't afford to go ahead with Kavod Yom Tov and buy this extra food or better food, but with this deal he will be able to, then Schoira Mechach Lumemkar is going to be mutter. Now a more common heter is if a person, if there is a deal which there is a Revach Merubah, there's a tremendous profit to be made off this deal. So there, the Ramah Paskins, there is a heter to go ahead and to do it as long as you do a bitzina. You know, if you don't have your office open, it's done privately. And you take some of that money and you spend it for Yontif, or you spend it for Tzarech HaYontif. So in this case, the person is not desperate. If he wanted to, he has a savings, he could spend the money for Yontif. Nevertheless, if it is a tremendous revach, not a regular revach, not just a regular business deal, there is a tremendous profit to be made, there we are makel bitzina, as long as you take some of those profits and use it for Yontif, for Chol HaMoed, you go ahead, you splurge, you buy yourself some better food, something with Tzarech Yontif or for Chol HaMoed.
This is very subjective. Who decides and what's considered? And you're also talking again, without doing malacha, just pragmatia.
Just pragmatia. Again, we'll get to in a minute what happens if the pragmatia causes malacha. We'll get to that in a moment. So we have basically three levels. If it's a davar avad, you're losing off your principle, that's mutter like every malach. If there is profit to be made, but it's a typical profit, there it is usr, unless you need those profits to be add on to the covet of Yontif, but that only applies when without those profits you can't afford to do it. If you have the money, you just it's not your priority, then you're not going to be able to rely on this heter and say, I'm going to do the deal and then I'll spend it on Yontif. That is by a regular revach. Regular deal. On the other hand, when there's a tremendous revach, it's an unusual revach, there we are matir, bisina, as long as you take some of that money and use it for Yontif or Chol HaMoed, even though you can afford to do it without it, but nevertheless, by a tremendous revach, we are makel as long as it's bitzina and you use some of it for Chol HaMoed or for Yontif.
Even if it's suffering, you could make a lot, you don't know.
That's not so clear. There are many say that although by a davar avod, even a suffering davar avod is a mutter, by a revach it could be it's only by a revach bar. When it's, again, nothing is ever guaranteed, but when it's a piderach teva, there's a shayara, people are leaving town, they have to just liquidate a fire sale, and you're getting it at a rock bottom price. So in that case, where there's a tremendous revach to be made, if it's done bitzina, and you're going to use some of that money for Yontif, there, that would be mutter. Now the problem is that whenever you do Mechach Lumemkar today, you almost always end up doing some level of malacha. So here it depends on how it's being done. The Bir Halacha says that if you're selling cloth, and the customer is not just buying a roll of cloth, they want specific measurements. You need to cut it down in order to provide it to them. So in that case, where a malacha needs to be done in order to do the sale, Bir Halacha says this heter won't apply. And therefore, according to the Bir Halacha, according to the Mishnah Berurah, this heter of Schoira is very rare. It's only when the Mechach Lumemkar itself, you have a store, someone comes in and buys something, you hand it to him, so that Mechach Lumemkar itself does not require malacha. That's mutter. Now, even in that case, where you'll do the malacha afterwards, you know, if you sold the item, now you have to write it down to keep track of it. That's okay, because the Mechach Lumemkar itself, the Schoira itself, doesn't involve malacha. Now you're afraid you're going to forget. You have to keep track of your inventory. If you don't write it down, you won't remember, and therefore you have to do malacha in order not to forget. That's a davar avod, and that happens afterwards. That is okay. But if to do the Mekach u'Memkar, you have to start with a Malacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that will be Aser, which again, today, more or less takes the whole Heter of Schoira and makes it not so relevant, unless you have a retail store where you just... Okay, if you can do it with the animal malacha, good. But if it requires a malacha, if it's not part of the actual schayra, and it's just done afterwards to prevent a hefsid, there...
Using the computer
is probably a malacha. Might be a drabbanon, but... What? Okay, enochanami. Swiping a credit card where you have to swipe is do the sale, enochanami. Unless you do the sale, unless technically speaking, if you sell it to them first, now they owe you the money, and you do this to collect it, that might be mutar also. Because it's not for the sale, that's to collect it, and collecting a choyv is very often considered a davar avod.
The buyer usually swipes the card. The buyer usually swipes the card. But what's the offer? Well, he can't do it.
Ma'isa hedya makes a difference. If it's a tzara chamoyed and you want to do a ma'isa hedya, that's fine. But there's no heter of malacha of ma'isa hedya on a chalamoyed. The person that turns that does malacha shaloy l'tzara, whether it's hedya or uman, is going to be off. The tzara chamoyed, in many cases, there's a difference between a ma'isa hedya and a ma'isa uman. But stam malacha for a person to do, there's no heter of ma'isa hedya. You shouldn't be. Wait, you're not allowed to buy things. If it's tzair chamoyed, it's the same way it's tzair chamoyed. This is how you're getting it. The same way the buying is a tzair chamoyed, the swiping is also a tzair chamoyed. If it's not a tzair chamoyed, you're buying something now for next week. And there's no hetzer to do mechach u'memkar. You can't buy it and you can't swipe the card. Both of them are.
Is there a preference to get cash before and then pay with cash?
Yeah, I don't think you're not mechuyev to go to beforehand to stock up on cash to avoid a malachal which is a tzair chamoyed. If it's tzair chamoyed, it's mutter. But if you're buying it for no purpose, you're stam going shopping. Then there's no heter.
You're only shopping because it's a sale for patio furniture that's going to end before you.
Oh, so when you're buying something, if assuming the sale started on Chol Hamoed, the sale wasn't available before Yom Tov, because then that's mechaven melachah. But assuming the sale started, it's one of these, the flash sales, it's just on Chol Hamoed, and you will not be able to find that price later, that itself is double rubber.
And you want to use it for after Yom Tov.
Afal pikein, because that's called a davar avod. Because if I don't buy it today, it's going to cost me more later. So especially when it's for personal use, that would be aser. On the other hand, if they have these sales every couple of weeks, so this sale will end.
So that would be aser.
As long as there will be a hefset, the price I will not be able to find the price today after Yom Tov. That would be mutter, because that's considered a davar avod. On the other hand, if they have sales every week or two, and it just means you'll have to wait for the next sale to come around, that would be awesome.
Should one take some of this card before you enter, otherwise
it's Mechad and Malach, you can fill it out there again. Why should you do it on the line? Okay. If it's a Tzerich Yantiv, again, what's the case?
You could very well go every Yantiv and fill up your tank again. If you need more later, fine.
Okay, you're not bad davar avod. Now you want to know when something is lutzer chamoyed, whether you have to do it beforehand. Okay. What? No, before we're talking about a davar avod, what will be if something will be a davar avod? Something again. What was your case?
Slow down.
That's whether I have to go ahead and stockpile and do things. And in case of the tzarech hamoyed, I'll avoid a malacha later on.
You have to go stockpile before.
Well, again, he's saying in a case where you know for sure you're going to have to drive. And the question is, well, you have to buy something. The question is, buy it on Yom Tov or buy it before Yom Tov. If you could have bought it before Yom Tov, then yeah. Then why are you waiting until Chol Hamoed? Oh, you didn't know about it. It's not mechaven malacha. Yeah, it's not mechaven malacha. The point of mechaven malacha is where you had the ability to do it beforehand, and for some reason you pushed it off. It's a huge what? Mm-hmm. No, so that really depends. If you're buying something for business, for schayra, so then there's a difference whether you're getting a good deal or a great deal. Something which is a good deal is asr, that's the isr of schayra. All schayra, you're hopefully only buying things when they're a good deal. So that is asr, again, unless you're desperate, you need a kavod yantiv. If it's a great deal, that's a rev of maruba, that would be mutter as long as you take some of it and spend it for your size. That's when you're doing it for business. On the other hand, if it's for personal use, you're buying it for yourself, there, the fact that you have to spend more, that itself is considered more money out of your pocket, and as long as it'll be more, that's considered davar avod. Because what you're buying in order to sell, and even if you buy it at the higher price, you'll still be able to sell it at a profit. It'll just be less. There we look at the revach, and that would be asr. What you're buying for your personal use, the more you have to spend, every dollar extra that you spend is considered a davar avod, and that would be mutter. Right.
But what if you're going to give it to somebody else?
And, right. Pashas now. If you want to give stucco, give stucco. But just go ahead and to do it and say that I will go ahead and give it to someone else is... Oh, no, it's what? You want it, someone else needs it.
Yeah. I do the business and give the money to somebody
else. Yeah, Pashas now. Pashas is the heter for a person, for the person that doing the business, which... Revach, which is needed for your tzarech yontiv is mutter. To go ahead and to say, I'm going to make the revach and then I'll give stucco... Is Mustama not going to...
Yeah,
no.
You said earlier that if somebody
is Eloi
Malachol...
Eloi
Malachol,
yeah, because Eloi Malachol, there was no Isser Malachol, and the same way they said there's no Isser Malachol, saying you don't have an Isser, but the other people do, doesn't help anyone. Because if the Poyol can't do... If you're not allowed to hire the Poyol who's Eloi Malachol, then he's still not going to have what to eat. So there, Chazal said, once he's Eloi Malachol, you can hire him, it's mutter for everyone to do business with him. This is not an exception of Chazal. This is a din of being tzayrich when it's the tzayrich yontiv. So that's your tzayrich. Not the fact that you're going to give tzedakah to someone else is not going to be a hezer. Okay, we're running out of time. Let's just run through just two other brief halachas. And that is, although the Mishnah Berurah says when you're doing mekach u'memkar, if it involves a malacha, then you will lose the hezer, the actual mekach u'memkar. Chazonish argues, Chazonish says it's only a malacha, that when you mekach u'memkar that involves malacha, is only usur when that malacha involves a level of tircha. On the other hand, if it's an easy malacha, it doesn't involve any amount of tircha, there's no isur of mekach u'memkar. And therefore, all of these questions about swiping credit cards, turning on your computer, shooting an email, things that do not involve tircha, according to Chazonish, mekach u'memkar would be mutter. So as long as you have a heter mekach u'memkar, a revach meruba and its betzina, or a revach where you need the tzarech yontif, as long as the mekach u'memkar itself is mutter, if the fact that it involves incidental malacha that are not complicated, that do not take time, according to Chazonish, that all would be mutter. Okay, hold on, let me just get through the last three halachas. Now, besides the mekach u'memkar being asur, there is also an isur of lending money beribis. So here already there is a discussion among the poskim. L'halacha, it is mutter. That is considered less, lending someone money beribis is considered less than mekach u'memkar. It's not a tericha, you're not doing business, that would be mutter. However, it's only mutter for a private person. If you're in the banking industry, you're running a bank, which is already a malacha, so you already have to be careful. They already, if it's a more formal set structure like a shulchani, that would be asur. Now, a critical heter is the Rosh and the Ma'arik both say that although a shulchani is not allowed to be, a bank is not allowed to be open on Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, if by you closing, you're going to lose your clients, there's the people who always come to you, they have a line of credit, they always come to you to borrow money for ribbis. If you're shut down for a week, they're going to go to your competitors. They'll find a guy that's willing to lend them money now. And once they jump ship, they're not coming back. So there, the Rosh and Arik say that is considered a davar avod. So although you're not losing money, really, this is just, you're losing a customer. The customers are the people you make profit off. You're not losing off the Karen. Nevertheless, a steady customer that is now going to jump ship, that is not considered minyas arevach. There, the Rosh is mechayish, that is a din of a davar ha'avod. Now, there's a tremendous machlokes how far to extend this. The Rosh and Marik's case is talking about lending money. Lending money is much more kal, it's more kal than schoira, and it's certainly more kal than doing real malach. So by lending money, we see a marufia, the fact that losing a client is enough. By schoira, it is less clear. Nevertheless, many, many achrayim say the same halacha will apply. If you have a business, if you're buying and selling things, and if by shutting down Chol HaMoed, by not doing Mekach U'Memkar, by not doing Sfeira, you will lose some of your steady clients, that itself, even though technically there's no loss out of pocket, that is considered a Davra Avod, and according to most Poskim, by Sfeira, it will be Mutter. That is by Sfeira. To extend this to a real malacha, a person has a factory and wants to do true malacha, and by, I'm using this argument, that if I don't produce over Chol HaMoed, I'll lose my clients, I'll lose my marufia. Here already it is much more difficult to be samech lahakol. I did see there's a Be'er Moshe that quotes a Minchas Pitim that seems to be Mako. However, from there's a Shuvas Maram, Shuvas Prag, Simon Pei, and the Diuk in other Achroinim, most Achroinim do not seem to go with this. And therefore, losing a steady customer is a tremendous tool if you're being Oisik and Mekach U'Memkar, buying and selling. Very often, if you're closed for a week and you don't return phone calls or don't do anything, there will be, you'll lose from Arufim, therefore it certainly would be a Heter. Someone who runs a factory, they already, it's much more difficult to be Samech on this Heter, even if he will lose some customers. Now just two quick public announcements. First of all, this is Mirat Hashem, the last year before Pesach. So next week there's no shir. Isru Chag as well, there will be no shir, and will Mirat Hashem start 2 weeks after Pesach. And lastly, this Tuesday evening, there's a shir from Rav Ehrenreich at 9:10 in this Beis Medrash, and in Yonat Yoyma, everyone is invited to attend. Have a Chag Kosher v'Sameach.
I should know that I once discussed with Rabbi Sherer about why the good altar is open on. He says, Rabbi Aaron Kotler told him, Tarchei Rabim,
Tarchei Rabim, yeah. Tarchei Rabim is one of the things you get to.
So what does Rabbi Moshe hold about the Chazon Ish, you know, a cooler?